Okay, we're holding in, Shin Ches Sif Ches Kol Kelim Hanitolim B'Shabbos. All Kelim which they themselves can be moved on Shabbos. Dal Suseyan Shinis Parku Mehem Nitolim Ben Shinis Parku B'Chol Ben Shinis Parku B'Shabbos. All Kelim which they themselves can be moved. If the doors of the Kelim came off, since the doors are considered part of the kli, and the kli itself is a kli which is not broken to the point that it loses its status of a kli, so the kli itself is still non-muk, so the kli itself is still movable. Therefore, the door, even though it's not attached, is considered part of the kli, and it's movable also. There is one of the Rishonim who says, and Rishonim Zalman said, Tzal passing like that. This is all talking about that a person does not need any type of knowledge, a craftsman type of work, to put it back on. It can put back on by any person. So it's still considered part of the kli, and the overall kli is not muksa, and therefore this part is not muksa, even if it's detached from the kli. A parallel of this, Rishon Mazalman Zatzal said, in a case where a button falls off on Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman said, since the garment is still non-muksa, the button right now really can't use it as right now for too much. You're not going to use it for a bottle stop. You can't sew back on Shabbos. So really right now it has no function. On this Shabbos it has no function. But since it's part of the kli, and it's going to go back onto the kli, therefore, it maintains the status of the kli itself. Then he adds, it's only talking about they touch a button, which there's something unique or specific about the button that I would dafka be makba to put this button back onto this garment. You know, if I have a regular standard button, which when one falls off, I can put a different one back on. You know, just take out of my button box and put back a button. That's not going to count. But if I have a very specific button for this jacket, looks exactly made it to fit for my whatever, so there it retains its status as part of the kli even after it falls off. That's what Rishon Mazalman Zatzal held. Others held buttons, by the way, since you have to sew it on, over here it's talking about just like putting it back in, over there it's talking about sewing it on. That's more like the case of the craftsman, which would be there for totally mux. So I'm not giving you the final word on the button case. I'm just trying to give you an example of how this halacha could potentially apply. We're not busy dealing with doors coming off of kelim so much, but theoretically it would mean the game is manazeh in that scenario. Mishabur and Lamas Hay. Benis Parka B'chol Pirish. So over here, breaking off in the weekdays maybe is a reason why it should not be mutter. So he says, he explains. Well, let me boy nispark to b'Shabbos. Obviously, if it broke off on Shabbos, the mutter, it's permitted. Why? The mukhanim heim al gabi avian k'al Shabbat. They were part of the kli at the beginning of Shabbos. And since they are still going to be put back as part of the kli, they maintain their status of movement, that they're allowed to be moved. Ella, afila b'chol. But let's say it was taken off before Shabbos. So you could argue, when the Shabbos comes, this wasn't part of the kli, so it should be muksa, and it has no function on its own, so it should be muksa. It says, no, afila b'chol, mutter, the chiddush is even on weekdays, if it came off on the weekdays, it's mutter, mishum dakati kli hu, shur alis chabi makli, it's still part of the kli, because it's going to go back onto the kli. Okay, mutter the tatzel, and afila mechar malatzil, so it's kli shum natal hetar, you can move it for any purpose, even mechar malatzil. Afilu kishayin ruyin le melacha cheres klal. So here, the case before was the kli broke. You have a piece of the kli which is left over. And so you say, if you can't use it, it's muksa. If you could use it, it's not muksa. Over here, the kli is still intact. And the kli is not muksa. And I have a piece which comes off, which has no usage at all. But I'm going to put it back onto the kli, and then it'll have a usage. So it's not considered muksa, because it's part of the kli still. That's the chiddush of this thing. Now you say, v'chol zeh b'dlosos hakli. It's all talking about the doors of a kli. The kikisa kli chashuman. They're considered the same way you have, the same way the cover of the kli is part of the kli. The doors of the kli are part of the kli. Avodosis bayis, habayis, or chalotis, the doors which of the house or the shutters for the windows. You could use it as a kli, you could use it as a tray to serve something. It was a shutter from a window, nice flat shutter. You could use it as a tray. It has another usage. It doesn't help. Since it wasn't designated for such to be a kli, a stirim betotal, it wasn't designated to be to use as the tray, let's say. You're going to put it back to the house. So it's not a kli. It's part of a house. A house is not a kli. So it's like it's a non-kli. So therefore, whether it broke off on the weekdays or Shabbos, either way, that the door of a house is going to be a problem. So the moshel is a door handle. It's more common by us. The door handle comes off. I know you had the experience of, you know, turning the handle and the whole thing comes off in your hand.
Right.
So that's muksa. So, well, it's part of the kli, and the kli, you know, it's part of the bayis. And the bayis, so it doesn't have a chashivas of a kli because it's considered part of the house. So now you have an item which is muksa. So you, it's muksa. With those shall lul tarna garlam, you have a chicken coop. You have the doors of the chicken coop. Kedos is a bayis l'shumen, gamling is a tiltol. They have a din of the same thing as the doors of a house in regards to this or muksa.
Well, what do we say there's a chiluk between, say, this doorknob and then a kli that breaks, and then you could, if the kli breaks, then you could use it as a cover, and so therefore that gives you a rishus to...
So we have a case where the kli breaks, and I have this piece. So the kli is irrelevant now because the kli is no longer viable. But I look at the piece. What is the piece? I say, well, the piece has a function, can be used to cover something. And it came from a kli. So even though that is used to cover something which would not, given a status of a kli originally, I wouldn't say a stone is considered a kli because you can use it to cover something.
Right.
But now, since it came from a kli, it still has that thing.
Right.
Here, if I break something off of the kli, and the kli is still intact, I'm going to be putting it back on the kli. So even though it has no function, but since it's part of the kli, and the kli is functional still, so it's not muksa. And the Mishnah added, if, however, you're talking about doors of a bayis, which are not considered part of a kli, because the bayis is not a kli, so they have, kosman, they're attached, they're usable. But once it becomes detached and it has no other function, you can't they're muksa. Okay. Cost of am I going to run? The second to the bottom line from the Mishaburah. Can Hamuksim Shinishbur Bashabas. Here we have the other way around. You have a kli which is a chasaron kiss. A makra nothing use of anything else because it's very expensive, etc. It breaks on Shabbos. At this point in time, I'm not makra anymore, it's broken. So now in the middle of Shabbos, it should lose its status of kli muksim machos chasaron kiss and revert to be a kli shmalatalis or something of that sort. Now they're not muks anymore. Asur. Rachelomer, for example. The case was originally was muksim because of chasaron kiss. The chishanispera, once it's broken, now I don't mind doing other things with it. That's broken anyway. Very expensive camera. I wouldn't use it for anything else. Now it's broken, so I'll use it for something else. Now they're not muks anymore. Because my act of being makset midaiti, removing it from my thought process and setting aside for the only this specific use of taking pictures is no longer true. It's no longer muksa for my das. It's no longer been removed from my thought process. Okay, gavna, or any something similar to that. So the chara shouldn't be muksa. No, afil hachi asurim. There's still muksa. Mishum migalis kusab ben hashmash. That was the rule we had before. That the definition of what whether something is muksa or not muksa starts at the beginning of Shabbos. So the beginning of Shabbos, the thing was muksa because of chasaron kiss, which means I've designated in my mind only to use for this specific function, and I refuse to use it for anything else because it's too delicate, expensive, etc. So that's how it started out in Shabbos. Once that's its status, it retains that status for the rest of Shabbos. So it will become muksa for the rest of Shabbos. Okay. So we're going to have two more seifim. We'll deal with doors, covers, etc. Tess. Last word on Kuf Vavam and Aleph. Sif Tess. Delis. Shalshida Teva Umigdal. A door of a large box container, etc. An amwar. Yechalam Litlam Mehem. You can take the doors off on Shabbos, but also lahachzir, you cannot put them back on. Now, this is not a muksa issue right now. This is actually a question of in regards to the issue of binyan and stira, making something and destroying something. There's a rule, which we'll see later on, in Shin Yudala, there's a rule called ein binyan b'keila. The halacha of binyan does not apply to a keila, it only applies if you're building something that's attached to the ground. We'll see that over there, there are many Rishonim that say that's only talking about a binyan, which is not a significant binyan, but a very significant binyan. Even my calendar is a dinner binyan. But taking off the door is not considered significant, so it's not considered, it's a kli, so it can't be considered tzaiser. It's not boina when you put it on, it's not tzaiser when you take it off. So I can take it off on Shabbos. I can't put it back on. Because over here, why? So the Shulchan Aruch says, because gzeir Hashem and yiska, because you're afraid that once you put it back on, in order to prevent it from coming off again, what he's going to do is he's going to put it in very, very tightly with a piece of wood to wedge it in. So what's wrong with that? So Mr. Burr says, Rashi says that's a problem that's considered makav patish. And some say that's considered bain. I told you ain't binyan b'kevin, but if I'm accomplishing such a significant act of that it's perfectly put in and tight, then won't go. Binyan would apply even to kevin.
What would be the makav patish?
Makav patish is I'm fixing the kli and putting this wedge in the hole in place. The door came off and I want to put it back. So putting it back on and then tightening it in, see if it can come out again, go in and out. And it's not really makav patish, it's not really finished. If I put something there to hold it in place, it shouldn't come out again, so I fixed it, maybe makav patish. Okay. That same question? Okay, so you can't put it back even loosely, because we might put it back tightly. We'll talk about this more later on. We go through the Siman Shin Yudala, talks about Binyan and Stira by these Inyanim. But you know, one of the very common examples is there's a temple of glasses comes off, or your lens pops out, you know, because the screw got loose. So you can't screw it back in because that's considered you're fixing it, makav patish. You ought to put it in loosely. The answer is no, because there you might come to be tekeya. The only case you have a heter, if the lens is loose and it's going in and out, that's just the way my glasses, I've been wearing my glasses for a while like that already, then it's mutter, because there's no reason why I should put them tight, you know. It's not shot, you know, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it popped in and popped out, you know, goodbye to you gone. You know, I didn't tighten it up. So, Shabbos, I'm not going to tighten it either. But the first time it popped out was on Shabbos, or first time in, you know, a very long time, say, drain my cup, put it back in and tighten it up. So I can't even put it in loosely. Yeah.
So what about the situation, we might come to this, but situations where things, either they're in or they're out, sort of like a drawer. If a drawer falls out, is that considered the...
If it's not possible to do tkiah to it,
yeah,
there's nothing you can do to tighten it and hold it in place, so then the tkiah wouldn't apply. Now, then he says, Michelle, lul shal tanergalim. You have a chicken coop. It's also to put the doors, ban litzel, ban lahasha, whether to take them off, whether to put them back up. Why is lul shal tanergalim worse than the case of the shita teva migdol, these big types of boxes, wooden boxes? Why the kibbutz mechuba lekarka? Since the lul was attached to the ground, so now it's considered anything which is attached to the ground, the lochas of bina and sosa applied. It's not a kli anymore. It's part of the karka. And the karka, the bina and sosa applied to the karka. So the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav. Litla, then bina b'stira b'kalim. So you can take it off because there's no act of sosa when it comes to a kli. but you can't put it back in because you might put it in tight. Be yased with a spike of a masmer or with a nail, bechoska tightly. Bechai mishum makim apatish. The havi leg gemar malacha. See that the chiyuv is because of makim apatish, and that's Rashi. The yesh gam bekelim mishum baina. Hecha the huoysa yedei tekiyah to maisa umen. If you do it in a way which is a craftsman's way of fixing the damage to the kli, and therefore it's going to last for a significant period of time, so you have done boina, even though what you're doing in it is in a kli. So l'char it's emin misir kalim, but since you're doing it in a very, very significant way, that there you would say it's considered boina. Okay. It's a type of building which you build in order to house the chickens. You can't take on or off the kima and the mechubar lekarka, so it's part of the kli. So it's considered boina and sorcerer if you take it up. If you put it in, your chaval, it's boina. It's not only the door; it's also the windows, the covering for the windows. Would be usher to go in and out because they're attached. If you're lying to any Yehudi, usher mishum shavus. If it's an issa deraisa, I can't tell God to do it for me, for the same money, whatever it might be. I can't tell that. So he said, since it's mechuba lekarka, the isbe the council, but abayna and soyser binyan and stira apply to it. So remember the lul dehachamari kigon shebenoa mitchila b'mechuba lekarka. The case was you had all these items stuck in the ground. Well, you say, you know what, let's fix it up a little bit and change it into a chicken coop. You set it out attached to the ground before it was a kli, and then you shaped it into a kli. You know, it's a kli, a kli b'fnei atzma. It was a kli. El shechibra achakach lekarka, and then you attached it to the ground. Didukum ha-shekosa b'sif yud b'kli ha-mechubra lekarka b'tit. Ayin Shom, we'll see that a kli which is a kli which was the kli mechubar lekarka b'tit. If you start out with a kli and then you attach it to the ground, we say ein binyan mistir b'kelim. Ayin Shom can't cause it to save for the sefer Shabbos. But prima gadam cause it the shani hosim the hukikis ba'alma. The case over there was it was a covering. Over there we said we were saying a chiddush. Even though right now it's attached to the ground, and the chayyur you should say there's a problem of boina and soyser, since it started out as an independent kli, and then it wasn't had no problem. It doesn't change its status once when you then attach it to the ground. That's how the Mishabura said. He brings up Primogod, but that's not true. And now this is part of the ground that there's the Yesh Ben Yisthira. Okay. Yeah. One more sif. These type of topics, and then we'll get back to something that's a little closer to our experiences. Kisi Barbadus. So you have a pit. Which you're storing water, use it for water. A bore is a pit. A deuce is a cistern, which is made also to hold water, but it's above ground as opposed to being in the ground. So a deuce. So now you have a cover which you want to put on top of the. You have a cover which, you know, there's a big hole in the ground, it's not safe. So you have this big piece of wood which goes over the hole so that people shouldn't hurt themselves. Or whatever. So kisi barbedus and it told him elim ken yesh lehem beisa kisa. Does mukach shukli. It looks like a piece of wood. It's a plain piece of wood that's used to use. So it doesn't look like it's not a kli. It's a piece of wood. A few pieces of wood banging together. What makes it into a kli? Well, the truth is we know it's a kli because we've been using it as the cover for the well for X amount of time. But it's not obvious to people, right? And therefore, you can't move them unless you have a handle. If you have a handle, oh, that's a covering. It's not a piece. Not some wood lying there. It's a cover for the board. Hooray, there's a handle on it. So the handle it indicates that it's not just a piece of wood. It's a kli, and therefore it's mutar to move. But v'shal kelim, if you have a kli and it has a cover, I feel hey mechuborim betit. Even if you take the kli, you attach it to the ground with it before Shabbos, let's say. And now this is the covering of this kli, which is now attached to the ground, so it's karka. They have a lot of kisi borbadus. Said no. Flame chubar betit, even though the mamash attached to the ground totally, she bolted to the ground. No, you tell them you can move them. Even without a handle, because they're coverings of a kli. So worse, they're considered part of the kli, so right to its mutter. That which you're matter, that you're allowed to move that, is only on the base of chiza. So even though on the base of chiza, so who should take them also be him maisa v'chino makach, or shishtamish be him ibadja. Either you actually use them, beforehand, or you did something to designate them for this purpose, to be the covering, not to be a piece of wood, but to be the covering for this kli which is attached to the ground. Kisi chavius hakvurus bekarka legamri tzuchas besachizah. They would take barrels of wine, produce the wine, barrel them, and then sink the barrels into the ground, keep them safe. Keep them cool, etc. Right? So it's a good place to store them. You wouldn't run out of storage space, you just dig down. So they have a locha like karka, since even though it's, of course, a barrel, it's independent cleat, and so now it's in the ground. So the car, I just told you, if it started out as a cleat, you would not have a besachiza, it's mutter. Now I'm telling you the case of the barrel, since there's no besachiza, it needs a besachiza, otherwise you can't move it. You just told me a second before, how much is a cleat which attached to the ground? Doesn't need a base of keys. Now you tell me he does need a base of keys. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here it was Shakur Lagamri. It was totally submerged. It was Kavur Lagamri. So the heter is because it's obvious to people what you're doing is not a Maisa Tiltul. I mean, I don't know, it looks like Maisa Tiltul to me. It's basically perceived as a case of Borvedus. You see a bor, you see a pit there, you see a hole. If you look inside, you'll realize there's a barrel in there. But it's not obvious, therefore. Chazal said, "You need a handle." Zok mishaber menemalef barvedus bor is bechafir bor is some which is it's a pit, you know, it's a collection place for liquid or some other purpose, but it's dug out of the ground bechafira. Vedus bebinyan vedus is the exact same thing. It's a cistern. It's built above ground. Who's gam ken besecha karka el shalamar l'ksas goli. It's not totally submerged in the karka. Part of it is above ground, and that's your system. That's called a dus. So, loch is there kisa is any tolim. Av shetiknum of osu behem ma'isa mechiach shayim lekas. Even though you've done things indicate that you're planning to use it for covering. Or shemishdamish behem tomid lezel. Or you're using it regularly. So I didn't tell you before. The problem is because that. That you, if you use it beforehand or you designate it beforehand, that's okay. Now I'm telling you it's not okay. Even if I designate it beforehand, and I've actually used it beforehand, the bezeh husum eleim shem muks, the kamon sev chavpeis. So the fact that you've used it takes away the muks' status. Filhochi osir kano, where's the difference? Why is it different? Why is it osir? Nikim in the hem kisa karkos. So there's a separate problem of havi kibayna imechasei som, or kisosei imnatulakisei. This is about a piece of karka. All of this is ground, and I'm covering up the ground. Or vice versa, uncovering, right? So it's considered bayna when you cover it. It's considered sosei when you uncover it. So it's burning in its size. Mashenka Kshayeshlem Besiat. That's if it has no handle. If it has a handle, Lechizbom, to hold them, Muchach to Kli. So it's obvious to everybody, this is not part of the character, this is a separate Kli. Ulamishkul Aduryov, it's made to put on and take off. Okay. And therefore, Allah have a kibbutz and a besaiser. I'm going to rum shabayr that Masha Kosav and Machaber enemy told them. I don't assume I have a fill of a tilt of bamba. So not only may you not put them on, which that's looks like boyna, etc., you can't even move them at all. I feel even in the spark of Kvarmer of Shabbos in the board, even if they were detached beforehand, so like the Gittah Shabbos, this wasn't a cover for the board, it wasn't attached. No, still, that if you haven't really done it for anything else, it remains muksa. Mekoshim, the also litlum mina board. So even if I obviously cannot take it off of the board to use them, but tell me, kim and the him, I'm the mechadim makizik akos, and I'm in a mukhil metaltal alpha taras kliyalem. Here we have something which is functioning as with the karka, and karka is considered it's not considered a kli, it doesn't have the mile of kli, it's considered a muksa. And this is functioning with karka, so it loses, even though it really started out as a kli, it's also to move unless there's a handle. We have a kettle which are attached to the ground, mem gimel, mechubar matit. Rasulam is a kli mechubar the karka, matit milamat, is attached to a tit. Well, the after ba alma mechubar the karka, real karka, we have a general rule, something attached to the ground, is it like ground? Hachakim the kisri and a mechubar, matir likely. Kli megulah the mala. So one second. The kisri is not part of the kli, the kisri was just sitting on top. It wasn't a flip top when you put up and down. It was a separate item. A. The kli, so it's betzim a kli of its own, in its own right. B, this thing is sticking up above the ground a little bit. Kli megulah the mala, it's visible above. Lo mechzik baina, so people don't perceive this as baina. He's got this thing which is not fully in the karka. It's separate. It's above ground. It's obvious that the purpose of this is to cover that, and that's it. It's not karka. Mashem Makisa Chavi is Hakvurs Makarka. So then, what was the next case of the Ramah? If you have the barrels which are submerged in the ground, give them Tumunois Kulim Makarka. They're totally submerged. Because Rabbanon out to Kisa Borvedus. So that people will say that's like covering over the so there's a hole there. I'm covering the hole. That's the problem of covering the hole of the bore of the pit. Okay, he said either that a case where you have something which is also to move, if you're a masak and you do a ma'isa and designate it for Shabbos purpose, or you actually use it for a equivalent Shabbos, something which is mutter to do on Shabbos. That's mutter. Who should take them? Koyal kol kisei kelim. Chinam lekach hanoshim echinam lechasus kli. You made them that their function should be to cover the kli. For then im otloy also ben ma'isa klau. Rashi yichtu me'er Shabbos lekisu. Gam kein tzagi. Kol zeh huzah shem muksa kemam en sif klav. Gabi kariz. Says, well, I'll tell you what, the truth is that even if you didn't actually fix it, but you designate that from now on, this is going to be used to cover something. So the act of designation takes away its muksa status. And we'll see more about that on the sixth class. Okay, so that's really, that's really not a the conversation here. Wasn't really focusing on the muksa element. It was focusing on the iser b'nei v'soiser, etc. That's really the flow. Okay, yud aleph. Let's get back to muksa. So you have a needle, a unbroken regular needle. So you're allowed to move it. Now it's a klishim not to lisser, so you can't move it for its purpose. You can move it for your own purpose. What would that be? You're allowed to move it. Let litoba as a kite, use it to remove a splinter. So you can take a splinter out as long as it's not causing any wound. It's not going to cause the bleed. You're allowed to take the splinter out. I need something to help it along, to pull it out, so we use a needle, right? So you allow to move the needle for that purpose. Nitochuda echarshalo, if either the eye, that's the char is the eye, chud is the sharp point, either the point or the eye is, either one of those two is broken off, so also, now it is considered non-functional, so it's totally muksa. V'chadasha shel nikva adaya. But let's say you're saying that if it doesn't have a hole, hastes, it's muksa. What about if I have one which I never put a hole in to start with? V'chur, kabuchar v'chur muksa. If it had a hole, it loses the hole, it's muksa. If it never had a hole to start with, for sure it's muksa. So no, over there it's muksa. Because there are other types of things, Kalim, which we use needles for pins, and for pins I don't need a hole. Right? So if I, it's very possible this thing that I made it now, I didn't put a hole in it yet, I might just keep it as is and use it as some type of a pointer. So, a needle and a pin are basically the same thing, just the needle has a hole. Right? So you didn't put the hole in yet. So you can use it as a pin.
And you like the production of the needle? I'm not clear on
what.
We're talking about a needle with the head and the thread.
Yeah.
And we're saying you didn't put the hole in it yet?
Right.
Meaning there's needles that people don't, they have to put the hole in themselves? I'm not clear on that.
How do you think they have, they don't have, they don't come out of the ground like that.
I know, but it's produced, I mean, my understanding is,
yeah, well, in the time of Chazal, they didn't have, Rheingold's needle company. They had Rheingold's farm, and Rheingold's farm made their own needles. Okay.
So with that idea, do you have to have that in mind before Shabbos that this needle could be used for something, or is it just de facto that
it it's just de facto, right? We'll see about his thought process, what role his thought process will play in the Mishnah Berurah. That's a good question. Mem Vav, Machat. Hu Machat, Yuchel Tvir, it's a needle which is designated for the purpose of sewing with. We could call Klishim Lat Al Yisr. It's a Klishim Lat Al Yisr. It's a Klishim which is function, it's something which is prohibited on Shabbos. Umotil Tal Tal Tzar Kufa. So you can move it for it, to use it. For example, the Hainu Log Lethal tries to take out the splinter. If a person would have a boil, so the Chazal said you're allowed to burst it to get the liquid out, take out the pus. So you need something to make the hole in with it. How do you, so then you use a needle. We'll see later on, which Mishnah Berurah sort of like they threw this in. If I want to hold, so sewing is I take a thread, the sewing of Chazal is I take a thread and I go in what's called one stitch, out again is the second stitch, and then in. So that's considered an act of sewing. Actually, the Mora says that even in and out would be considered sewing, but the problem is that over there it's not going to really stay. Sorry. Even in this, it should be considered sewing, it's not going to stay. As I could, but if you go in and out, it's considered sewing as long as you tie off to the end, because it won't pull in. If you make three, even without tying it off, is considered something. Now, if I want to take two pieces of garment and I want to attach them using a pin, you put the pin in through both of them, out through both of them, so it holds the garment together, that's teifer. So Mishnah Berurah says you can rely on a case of necessity that's not considered teifer. A teifer is only when you're dealing with a soft thread, not when you're dealing with a hard item like metal, which basically will keep it, so it won't really fit to the contour of the garment, it'll stay as a straight, flat piece of metal. So that's considered, it's not considered teifer. Okay, v'malkam she'asa lotzeis by b'shabbos. Kvar mevor liyabas emishin gimel siftesta also. You can't wear it out as such. You can't wear the smachet out as such. And it's holding a garment like that. B'ayim sefiyuch, yes. V'mashik sab m'sham. We'll talk about this a little more upcoming attractions. Okay, mem zayin ha'koitz. You want to take out the splinter. V'od din shemutah l'taltal l'tzarech m'karmah. So you said you can move the needle to help you for your needs. I can also move the needle because I need the spot. Okay. If it's a place where somebody can get hurt, you can move it away. Because I feel even though the the hole is, the eye of the needle is missing. Shein olea shein kli klal. It's not a kli anymore. But if it's a place where this pointy thing is sticking over there and something might get hurt, we said that you're allowed to move it because of the potential of somebody stepping on it and hurting themselves. Now the Shulchan Aruch said, a chadash, a new one, which you did not put a hole in yet, is mutter. Why? The zimnin, the nimloch halal, sometimes you'll change your mind. You know what? Leave it like this. We'll make a hole. We'll use it as a pin. We'll use it as a kli as is. When the tilas akites, what will you do with a pin? Well, you can use it to take out splinters. If either the eye, it's already had an eye, it already had a point, and now the eye or the point is broken off. Ultimately, it loses the status of a kli. Because what will you do at that point in time? You throw it into the recycling bin for all your metal, and you melt down your metal and you make it a new one. But you don't use this one as is anymore. Now, have a clear if prior to Shabbos, the person would actually, here is just saying that it might be used, you might decide to leave it as is, therefore it's not considered totally muksa. If you had something which was being used for A, you want to say, I want to use it for B, and I'm yachid it for that purpose. So even though, I'm sorry, the case there was, it didn't have a hole yet, but I said, you know what, I'll use it for X. Fine, so you decided. So it's a kli. And that's going to be mutter. Okay, you guys want a bite of one more little one? Yud Beis, Shiori Machzalos, I'm trying to catch up over here a little bit. Shiori Machzalos, Mutalatalam. Machzalos are mats. Okay, so a piece of the mat tore loose, and you have a little piece of now, you know, a certain size, whatever it is, four, you say it's 6 feet, 6 inches by 6 inches, little piece over there, it's mutter. The chazil chasis behutanuva. It has another function. What's the function? You have a little bit of dirt in the house. The tarnagol made a little bit of a mess, so you can cover it up with a little piece of cloth, with a little piece of this mat, this reed mat. You would use it for that purpose. We said that before. If it happened before Shabbos, and you threw it out before Shabbos, so for you said this thing is worthless and useless. So then also taught them, you can't, if it comes Shabbos, you can't change that. Memtes, Shiori Machzalos, Shenifredu min a Machzalos Yeshon. There was an old Machzalos, and these pieces.
But why wouldn't you be able to take it? Wouldn't you be allowed to reverse it yesterday?
If you threw it in there on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Here you threw it in Mibayon.
Before Shabbos, okay. But if you would have thrown away on Shabbos, you could reverse?
Yeah, look her. So this Machzalos came off. Ben Shinifdu Me'er Shabbos, Ben Shinifdu Me'Shabbos, Mutl Tatam, you're allowed to move it. So that's what we had before. It's not considered an Arlud. Even though it's not really functioning like the whole big mat anymore, it still has a use. Filayim Ben Gimel Gimel, Filayim Me'cham Le'Tzel Mutl. So it has a usage. It's true, even if it's not even the full size, excuse me, which we normally define that the shear regards to tuma for these things is 3x3 because it came from a kli. A, it has a function. B, even though it's smaller than that, it's still mutter to move it. Now, I'm not sure over here when it says gimel or gimel over here means gimel. Pashi means the more it says there are two shiurim. There's a shear of three tefachim by three tefachim. There's also a shear of three etzbos by three etzbos. So a machzelis, the shear actually is 3x3 etzbos, which is, there's four etzbos in the tefa, so 3x3 etzbos is 16 times smaller than 3x3 tefachim. So when it comes to a garment, that size is still usable for an oni. When it comes to a mat, nobody's going to use that size, little piece of mat like that. So saying over here, no. Since it's less than gimel al gimel, so gabi tuma, it's not considered clean anymore. You're allowed to move it because you can use it to cover over to an office. And he's talking to the ashba, but the bottom of the year, so the kli is not a kli anymore. Masel shalema, I feel a zark on the ashba mutter. However, if you have a full-fledged kli, you throw it into the garbage, it's still a kli. The bottom of the day, it's a kolonim, so it's still a kli, and therefore the person can go later on and take it out. Because it didn't lose its... So this idea that by throwing it out, you've designated that it's not functional, it's not, for you it's not functional, is only that's true. That you're dealing with something which is not the primary functioning item. But if I have the original item which everybody uses, and when I get one machine, the guy throws it out, so he's the chumash shugana. That's not going to change his status. Okay, let's hold it here.